Alrighty, welcome back to the Midday Show with your girl. So 1:33 is the time, and I'm not alone. This is a rare happening on the Midday Show, but I ain't mad at it. I got two special guests in with me. I got Miss Eri B.
Bless, bless, bless.
Not bless, bless, bless. She coming in with the soft voice.
Yeah, bless.
And who else I got in studio? Come introduce yourself, big man.
Javier.
Not Javier. You can shift your mic around so that it is more suitable to you. Yeah, don't be afraid to move it around. So I wanted to have them on the morning show, right, for mini views. But I was like, I can do mini views anytime as long as it's a Friday. I'm smart, right? So here they are live in studio with me. If you don't know who they are, what they do, me, Zosha, with my chest and my broad back, I think that they are two of the most talented photographers and videographers locally on the island, especially for their age group and their generation, because they're young. I'm going to let them tell you about themselves shortly, but I just wanted to say, you two right here, magnifique. Mwah. Chef's kiss. The quality content that they both put out is beyond their years. It's beyond me, to be honest. But I just wanted to get them in studio to talk to them, to get to know them a little bit more so the listeners could get to know them a little bit more. I want to know about your journeys. What inspired you guys to start with photography? Who wants to go first?
Javi, you want to go?
No, you go first. You go first.
Not the two celebs, Warren. All right, bet. Eri B.
All right, I'll go first.
Introduce yourself.
Well, it's Eri B, government name Erisha. We just leave that at that. But, you know, my process has been pretty interesting still because I've grown through a lot of different journeys, you know, playing sports, doing football, basketball, pictures,
what?
You know, representing my country on a different level. And I guess all those things just tied into me taking like major pride in myself, you know, like believing in myself, knowing that I can do anything I put my mind to. So when it came to photography, you know, the plan was truthfully not much of a plan to start. It was just where the love was at. And I just looked at myself and said, you know what? It's time for me to capitalize on my talents and make that my thing and try to make a career out of those things.
So. Did you start out with like an iPhone or did you actually have a camera? What type of camera was it? Talk to us about that.
So I started out, you know, just taking pictures with my friends and stuff. You know, they always said, oh, my phone take the best pictures.
Not knowing that it was just you, you know? Blaming it on the phone, why don't you?
And I used to think it was a phone too. And then I got a Canon. Right, for as a gift from my friend.
Nice.
And I was taking sports photos, I like flag and football pictures, and you know, putting them on Cayman 27.
Look at that. When it was Cayman 27, the real OGs know.
You know, and I was just like, I did it because, you know, I wanted to bring awareness to the sport and I had the camera for it. So I just started there, and then, you know, I ended up in a studio with one of my friends on a shoot. I was taking behind the scenes.
Yeah, but BTS.
It became a little more than that. And, you know, it utilized my pictures, and then I really had to look at myself and say, you know what?
Am I going to take this thing serious?
Is this something I really
are you going to fumble the bag, Eri?
And I don't think I will. You know, you got to be confident in what you're doing. So that's just where it went for me. You know, I said, you know, let me get up, take something serious, be committed. You know, try to stay consistent and see what we can make out of it. And here we are now, and it's the process.
I see. If you follow her on Instagram, by the way, let them know what your Instagram handle is.
So my business page is burntmedia.ky. So you can check that out there, see some of my content. We will be putting down some more content going forward.
Oh,
you know, getting more strict on that. And then, you know, my personal is Eri B, so you can check me out there. And that's that.
What would you say are your favorite types of content or photographs to take? Is it portraits of people, families, or do you like scenery, beaches, trees, or certain objects, food even? Because you know you got the food photographers out there too.
Yeah, the food,
what
the
would
food
you say is your favorite type of photography and why?
I would say truly, I like the candid photos, like the raw photos. Like those probably my favorite
like street
pictures.
Photography.
Yeah, street photography.
Javi's still here, guys. He over here being shy. You can be a part of the comedy.
That's what I'm saying. We love that streetwear vibes. You know, yeah, that's how we want to.
The candid ones. I can attest to the candid photographs because I have quite a few of those of myself, courtesy of Eri. She's the type that will see you out enjoying yourself and she just take the picture. And she's not one of those invasive photographers that just, up in your face. No, you don't even know she's there. She just right there.
Flying on the wall vibes.
Tutu, she think you say, oh, hey, I took this of you. And it's like, whoa, this is nice.
There's something about uninterrupted natural motion.
Yeah. Say that again for me.
Yeah.
I love it when y'all talk photography. Go on again.
There's something about uninterrupted natural motion in a sense that you get the essence of what people do on a daily basis, mm-hmm. you know, untouched, untampered with. It's just a
the rawness of it
that we love.
Okay,
you know?
Everything's raw.
A lot of times when we're posing our models, uh-huh. we have to let them know, do some movement.
Yeah, do right. your thing. Like,
don't
I want to
stand up still.
Because oftentimes, it's not 19 odd.
Where you got to stand up still because the cameras can't catch it. Now we got fast cameras.
That's true. You can move, you can dance. You know?
Yeah, not the burst, honey.
Yeah. You're click, 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 click. You know,
everything's an option.
So now that we have Javier talking, he's warmed up to the microphone. Hey, Javi.
Hey, what's up?
How you do? Introduce yourself for the lovely people and let them know what you do, where to find you at.
My name is Javier McKenzie. I'm a photographer in the Cayman Islands, but I'll travel anywhere.
Aye, tell them.
And yeah, I just love capturing the moment. I'm a creative in the sense that anything that I put my hands on, I'm going to express that creativity, and hence KY Brand. If you are on our live,
shout out to KY Brand.
KY Brand.
I ain't wearing blue, else I would have worn my hat. You know I got mine. Come on now.
It's
all right. Yes, so anything.
Talk to us about where you got your start in photography. What's inspired you to want to take up a camera and say, yo, I good at this. I can take pictures of people. Let me do it.
This is where it's at.
What happened was I just had a lot of time on my hands. What happens when you get that? Get to thinking, when you take away certain mm-hmm. distractions and your mind just
and
starts
to dive
thinking.
Into something that you never knew that you would love.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? I always had the eye. I always had an aesthetic. I always knew how to put things together. Mm-hmm. What looked physically attractive.
Aye.
But when I got the camera, which actually was a funny story because I saved up selling candy money.
Not the candy money.
$2
for a Snickers, for a little Hershey's. You know,
true. You know, you can't sacrifice.
Yeah, we sacrifice, we do everything, and we finally get the camera. And we just touched the club.
Mm-hmm. Not the club. Were you old enough to be in the club or are you in
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Hey, he was working.
Don't worry about it.
He did what he had to do.
We did what we had to do, and we built up a reputation of good photos and quality photos and experience in itself. And we meet new people, we meet other creatives like Airbnb, we stick together and we do our thing, you know?
That's very important. I like that you said that you stick together. Cayman kind of have this this culture of cliquiness and not being unified. Me personally, I don't like it.
Yeah,
me,
I
feel a way. I don't like it. I feel like we'd be so much better off if we were all united and like, you know, the musicians are trying to do that now, which I love and appreciate in that space. I'd love to see other sectors of entertainment do that as well. So if that's all photographers coming together and say, hey, can we work on a project, a group project?
Yeah.
Can we help each other out? Is there anything anybody needs? Hey, this event is happening. Let's all just take contact, bam, 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 and push through. You know, so I'd love for that to be the case with the local photographers. It just seems like, oh, I over here and this mic, man, I only this and no.
I mean, like, I honestly, like, getting into photography and honing into my creative parts of me, mm-hmm. you know, I realized that there is, like, especially in the creative community, there are people there, like, that's willing to, that view you as collaboration instead of competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely appreciate that vibe, and it helps me to hone into my highest power doing what I'm doing.
It's the emptiest barrels make the most noise. That's what's happening.
And I mean,
so the negative gets more
attention. But we're not paying no mind to the noise.
Exactly.
We're not paid any mind on at all. And when there are more heads in one room, when there are more bodies and more ideas and passions, you'll get a whole lot more ideas and creativity out there till there's something great.
I will say that we definitely need a union
for
the photographers.
Well, yeah, I'm here for that.
To keep a level of stability in the whole industry,
mm-hmm.
so that it's not seen as a competition.
Are there any local photographers that you guys looked up to?
Oh, definitely.
You want to name them? Shout them out.
I can say big up to Bruce.
Bruce
the boss, you know.
Big up to Shamila.
Of course. Zeal. Big up to Zeal, man.
Top tier, you know.
Yeah, big up to Cortez.
Cortez has generally been one of them that paved the way for a lot of people coming up.
Cortez runs enough of us good walking. Well, I don't know how he run with that hair up back of him. Big ups to Cortez.
Big ups to Cortez for sure.
Yeah,
big up Connolly.
Yeah,
man, with that 35mm.
That 35mm. You know, also I would say like shout out to Vahe. You know, he really helped me in the guidance of, you know, this when I got my new camera.
Yeah.
You know, he clutched a lot.
Showed you
there,
the ropes.
You know, and he was there for me. You
That's
know,
good. I love that.
Yep. Mr. Swing, Dr. Swing.
A lot of people from John Gray will know who Dr. Swing is.
Yes, I'm here clueless. I'm like, the name sounds cool.
Trust me, a lot of the people that went to John Gray will know who he is. Like, he had me looking at photography from a young age, you know, and I just trust my process. Yeah. When
during
I got
school,
into
we would look at him like he's just a teacher, you know?
He was so much more than that,
so much more.
A gem.
So much depth to his personality. Like, and he's genuinely one of those people that wants the best for you. Like, anything that he can help you with, he's there, you know?
Yeah.
And somebody stepping in, not really knowing what you're doing.
Don't forget, Master Mani.
Oh my gosh, Mani the master.
Big up to all of them, man.
Yeah,
y'all.
There's
everybody.
A lot of them out there. Yeah. You know, I would just like to encourage them to say, keep doing your thing. You know, like, find your niche. Like, find a way to separate yourself and still be as one. You know,
yeah.
We don't really do the peace sign. We do the. Ooh. Yep, you know, two fingers, we togetherness, you know.
Togetherness.
Unity is where we're at, so.
I love that.
Big up to everybody just doing their thing.
So we got a bit of background from you both. We see what inspires you, your passions and all of that. And we know that you do a lot more than just photography. You both, you know, you have the KY brand and Erebi. She had gym up and she had represent the K-Man in our national way. But if there's a listener who might be hearing you or who will eventually hear this interview with you, who says, you know what? I've always wanted to get into photography because, let's face it, society and the way that our age group is running, everybody can just pick up a camera and never know, discover their talent. So maybe somebody's thinking about buying a little Canon Mark X vlog camera somewhere or a little Nikon. Maybe they could save their money and buy a Sony, but they have no idea where to start. What advice would you give to them, especially when it comes to our local, our Caymanians? What advice would you give to them?
My advice would to be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a time where the barriers to entry to
very
get into
easy.
Something like this, there's nobody saying that you can't buy a camera.
That is true.
There's nobody saying that you can't publish a photo. You know, 100 years ago, there would be people in control of these streams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have full control of these streams. Be grateful.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good perspective. Take advantage of it. I love that. What about you, Eri?
I would say, you know, just trust yourself and believe that whatever you're doing, this is what is meant for you, regardless of the barriers or the blocks that might come up in the process.
Yeah.
You know, get to know yourself, one. Get to know your equipment, too. And just trust in the
Very
process.
Very important. You can buy a camera, but if you don't know how to work that camera, you're in trouble.
And sometimes those blocks might be in your family.
And you never know where it is. Like, you just, as I say, you have to spend time with yourself. Same way you spend time with your equipment, get to know the things you're using. You got to get to know yourself because you are the vessel that's offering everything.
Anybody who tells you you can't do it, it's just a projection
just
of what
honestly, if they say you can't,
hear the youth them.
Love it.
You
know? Like, God,
ladies
love
and gentlemen,
them.
Don't get it twisted. How old are you guys? Do you mind sharing your ages?
I'm 21.
21.
Look at that. You guys are babies for me. I hear so much knowledge, so much maturity, so much growth, and so much passion and love for what you do. Guys, thank you so much for passing through the Island FM studios. I really appreciate your time here. I appreciate what y'all do. Listen, I took some pictures with Eri B.
Hey.
Me and Javi, we got a link up.
Hey.
And I got more content with Eri to come. Y'all need to stay tuned to my Instagram to see those pics. Eri, run us by your Instagram page so people can find you.
So, BurtMedia.ky. And then the personal Eri B with two I's.
Eri B. What about you, Javi?
Javi. So it's JAVIERMCK on Instagram.
There you have it.
Yep.
Big up on yourself, guys. Have a beautiful day. It's Island FM.